Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Everybody, welcome back to another session. This is your empowerment coach, Philip Suber. And as always, I start every session expressing gratitude. I just want to thank you for joining me and for allowing me to come into your time, your space, and your place, wherever you are, whether it's your first time listening or whether you are a regular subscriber and listening. I want to thank you for allowing me once again into your time, your space, your place. Today, I want to talk about something that each and every one of us encounter. And when I say this, I literally mean that each and every person, every human being on this planet has encountered this. And sometimes we don't see it. How we get to the place where we encounter this varies. But I want to talk about the power of pivoting. Pivoting, by definition, it means to basically completely change the way in which one does something. And we all come to a place in our lives where we have to pivot. We have to change something. How we arrive to that varies, like I said, because sometimes pivoting means change in its essence. And change can sometimes be a fearful thing because change requires us to step outside the norm and embrace something new. That means there's a different set of expectations, and oftentimes the expectations of embracing that change are unknown. It means that for those of us who like to be in control of every minute detail of our lives and occurrences and the things in which we are a part of and involve us or affect us and impact us, we lose, in a sense, in our minds. We feel like we lose all control. And that can be a fearful thing because, again, we don't know what to expect. And then there was the comfort zone of where we were prior to the change, right? Because one thing about comfort zones and being complacent or just being where you are is that you've become accustomed to it. You've become comfortable with it. You know what to expect. You're in control in some instances because you understand if I do, then this will happen. If I don't do, then this won't happen. And so it gives you a sense of safety. But one thing about pivoting is that it calls for change. And life has a way of allowing us to either cheerfully or reluctantly accept the fact that we must embrace change. Yeah? And here's the thing. There's a couple of things that change requires. One thing is change means that we have to accept the fact that the current is not sufficient enough. Maybe it was good in the times when we first started it. Maybe it was good enough to get us to where we are. But in order to reach the goals that we have set, to actually have and possess what our definition of success is, in order to do the things that we've envisioned ourselves doing and to be in the place where we want to be, change is necessary. It's a part of the plan. It may not be a part of the plan that you plan, but it is a part of the plan as it relates to destiny and what life is awaiting to introduce you to. Change. Changing the way that we think, changing our perspectives, changing the manner in which we process things, changing sometimes our quick-temperedness and our responses to situations and encounters, changing our positioning and our posture as it relates to our heart, the posture of our heart, whether it's full of grudges, resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness versus a purity to embrace peace, to pursue peace, to understand that the world doesn't completely just revolve around only us, but it is inclusive of those around us. to think outside of ourselves and to think of others, it requires change. Change in our eating habits, change in our workout habits or the lack thereof, changing, right? How we deal and interact with people, change in our habits, our work ethic, change in terms of our investments in ourselves, change in reference to our spending habits, change in the conversations that we entertain and that we have, and change in that in which we give ourselves to, changing of our habits, our sleeping habits, and change in the way that we dress and we present ourselves, change in the environments in which we present ourselves, change in the people in which we have allowed to help cultivate, and maybe in some instances co-sign on the complacency of our lives and help justify the things that cater to us in terms of settling and being in a place of mediocrity that have ushered in or helped cultivate this atmosphere in our lives where we feel like we don't have to change, that everything else around us needs to change except us, that we are good where we are. Because maybe the experiences that we've encountered in life have told us that, hey, there's nothing else for you to experience. There's nothing more for you to have. There's nothing more. I know that you thought it was possible, but nope, it's not possible. Maybe change says, look again, try again, do it again, pull back, re-strategize, rethink it, reconnect, restore, revitalize, revisit, dream again. Change. It calls for something to be different than what it currently is. Pivoting. You know what it requires of us outside of the grand idea of change? Yes, but change requires us to be open. Open, open, open. I might be dating myself in terms of age, but I remember this clothing store called Mervyn's, and the lady would be at the door and she's got her face against the glass see-through door, and she's like, open, open, open. She's waiting for the store to open because of the deals and the bargains and the sales. And sometimes, you know, we have lost the zeal for newness and opportunities and what life has to offer because we've been disappointed so many times that we're no longer looking for the door of opportunity to be open, because maybe the doors that we've sought to enter and through have been shut. And then maybe it was because of the time or the season, the maturity, or maybe our preparation or the lack thereof, or maybe the opportunity wasn't ready for us, or we weren't ready for the opportunity. Whatever the reason may be, we've taken it as a permanent decision that it's not available. That whatever that may be, to love again is not available, to live again like we want to travel. We may have taken this stance that it's not possible, and we've blocked off the possibility of being open to believe again, open to dream again, open to revisit the plans and revisit the structure of the business, revamp the product. We've blocked ourselves out, but change requires us to be open to the possibilities. Open to the new perspectives that change will bring to us. Change of the position, but you have to be open. You can't be closed-minded and expect things to change. You can't be so rigid and stuck on your opinion as if your opinion is the only opinion, or your opinion is ultimate truth and fact. No, you have to be open to new information. Open to see things differently. Maybe there's another way. Maybe there's another method. Be open. It requires you to be flexible. That it doesn't have to be even the new method. You say, well, it's not this. It's got to include this. It's got to include that. Or this new thing. It has to be this way. It has to be X, Y, and Z. Maybe you're so used to being in control, but now you have to be flexible. You have to learn how to compromise. You have to learn how to work with others, how to speak a language outside of your own. To embrace ideas that are not your own, to incorporate and infuse different methodologies and thinking, and you have to be flexible. Don't be so rigid and uptight. Be flexible. But you know, change also requires of you to accept the truth that the current is not sufficient. It doesn't mean that it wasn't always. Maybe, like we said earlier, maybe to get to you to where you are, maybe it was sufficient. But for where you are and where you want to be, as it relates to your goals and your visions, whatever those goals and visions may be, whatever your definition of success for your life may be, if the current habits and the current pathway, the current strategies, the current thinking, this current method, the current posture of your heart is not getting you there, change says you have to accept the reality that it's not getting you there. Because although you can choose to accept it or choose to reject it, if you want that goal, then you have to accept change. You've got to be flexible, you've got to be open, and you've got to be willing to admit that yes, it's got to be something different. Change requires you to have courage. It requires you to have courage. You know, when we talk about pivoting, pivoting could be translated as revamping. Could be translated as rebranding, re-strategizing methods. It could be rebranding you, not just a product. It could be writing a different script as it relates to the current and the future chapters of your life. Because to walk away from, and then it's going to feel like you're walking away from what you've been accustomed to. And it takes courage to do that, because it's walking from what you've known to the unknown, so that it can get you to a place where you've desired to be. And I hope that makes sense. It takes courage. It takes courage to have new friends and new relationships. Doesn't mean that you discard all the old ones, but it just means you expand your capacity, and that takes courage. It takes courage to embrace another mindset, another way of thinking. It takes courage to do away with the old systematic thinking that has not gotten you the results, but have worked against your results, worked against your success, worked against your positioning. It's going to require you to be open. It's going to require you to be flexible. It's going to require you to have courage. Yeah, because change always has opposition. And change isn't always comfortable. And you got to be courageous enough to outlast the discomfort. And you got to be courageous enough to tell your comfort zone, I'm not going back. Because it will call you back. When you're pivoting, it means, man, I've got to expose myself to different knowledge, to a different strategy, to different understanding, to different belief. It means, in some instances, I have to disregard that thing. I thought that, you know, there was nothing more to life, but man, this is not getting me nowhere. So now I got to change this method of thinking. And the problem is that in my old ways, in my old patterns, in my comfort zone, it all justifies and validates me feeling the way I feel and thinking the way I think, even though it's not bringing me the results that I want to. It's really become the repellent to the results that you want. And you got to have courage to say, I got to walk away from this. I got to changed my eating habits. I gotta walk away from the comfort food. I love it so much, but now I gotta step into a new area of cooking different and eating different and meal prepping. I gotta walk into the discomfort of new habits, whether it's working out or whether it's exposing myself to the discipline of sitting down and meditating and reading and listening to podcasts. I'm not used to all that. I'm not used to networking and connecting. I'm an introvert. I'm not used to having well thought out and meaningful conversations. I'm not used to meeting people on the fly and impromptu. I'm not used to being spontaneous. I'm so used to being structured and in control of everything. And you got to have courage. You got to have courage. You got to have courage, because in the place of fear, comfort will always call you to come back and say, you can come here, but you got to be bold enough. You got to be courageous enough to say, no, I can't go back to that. I can't go back to that. It's not working. It's not working for me. It's not beneficial for me. I have to launch out into the deep. I have to take a different route. I have to. And I've got to be courageous enough, right, to not run back. To the false security that comfort gives. When comfort is in a place that doesn't get you where you need to be, that it keeps you stagnant, so you can be comfortable. Not only that, embracing change and pivoting in your life also means that you understand that just because you're changing things doesn't necessarily mean that what you're changing from was a failure. And in the proper context, it could mean that I just found out that that pathway, that avenue, that mannerism, or that way of thinking, it just doesn't work anymore. Or it doesn't work for where I want to be. Whether or not it did in the past doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's a failure. It meant that it was a part of the process. It was a part of the experience that helped navigate my thinking, that helped cultivate my thinking, helped mature me into a way, into a place to make the necessary decision. And then also, it gave me context as to what I don't want to do again, what I don't want to repeat. And it showed me the pattern that kept me stagnant, or the pattern. It opened my eyes to revisit the decisions that have brought me to where I was, but I didn't like where I was. So it helped me arrive to the conclusion that the change is necessary. And here it is, opportunity that is present. See, what some people may see is, oh, I failed. Another person will see is, okay, I found out that this doesn't work. So that means that there's another pathway of success, right? If this isn't working, there's got to be another way. There's got to be another strategy, another goal, there's got to be a better way of thinking through these things. There's got to be a better posture for my heart. I can't be successful harboring bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and justifying it. No, there's got to be a better way. I don't always have to live in anxiety and stress. There's got to be a better way. I know I've gotten used to it. I know I've gotten accustomed to it. I've gotten accustomed to bad sleeping habits, but it doesn't mean that that's the only thing. No, I can have a better healthy life balance, right? What some people see as failure, you have to see it as opportunity. Opportunity to advance, opportunity to explore, opportunity to see what is different that I haven't embraced yet. Maybe I was too rigid, but now I understand that I need to be flexible. An opportunity, man. Sometimes we discount opportunity because we say we're too old, or we're too young, or we don't have the experience, we don't have the degree, or maybe we don't have the tenure in that field. But opportunity to learn something new, opportunity to develop in something new, opportunity. Here's the thing about opportunities as it relates to stepping out into the unknown. It's like someone that's working out, and you know, yesterday they were working on their leg muscles, but today they're working on their core. And because they haven't worked on their core in the past 2 days, it's opening. Or maybe you haven't worked on your core in a while. When you start to work on those muscles, it just opens up something new. Now those muscles experience a level of development and tension, and you see yourself being toned where you weren't toned. You see yourself becoming stronger where you weren't stronger, and you find out, oh my God, this feels so great. And so now, even though you've experienced a level of discomfort through the development, because now you're beginning to see the results, now you want to be consistent. You want to you buy into it because now you're seeing the results. Well, sometimes when you begin to step into a new area in life, it opens up a part of you that's been dormant because you've never exercised in that area. Hear me what I'm saying. Whatever that is, maybe you've you know, blocked off the opportunities and the possibilities of advancement. But once you start learning new skills and once you start sharpening and it opens doors for you, then all of a sudden there's this creativity that begins to flow that previously didn't flow because you didn't put yourself in an environment to cultivate it, to stir up all the goodness that's on the inside of you, to stir up and stimulate that curiosity and that creativity, that ingenuity that's on the inside of you, to stimulate, you know, the musicianship, to stimulate the pure intentions of your heart to love and to be loved, to stimulate the feeling of joy and wholeness as you pour into other people. Maybe you're a person who's a giver. Maybe you're a coach. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a person who loves to inspire other people and you get great fulfillment out of it. But because you've been boxed into certain environments that have kept you in a cycle and you didn't utilize those muscles, you didn't utilize those gifts, those talents, and those abilities, it also left out the opportunity for you to be stimulated and experience joy on another level. But when you step outside of your comfort zone and embrace change and begin to make the necessary pivots, the necessary changes in your life, it opens you up to a new level and a new dimension of being, a new level of completeness and joy and fulfillment and a sense of completion and wholeness. So again, be open, be flexible, take courage, take courage and see it as an opportunity. You may feel a little, you know, tensed about the newness. If you're a person that's always in control and pivoting means that it makes you feel like you're not going to be in control, understand you are in control. You're in control because you have the power to make the change. And the change is in you. It's what you are doing. You are cultivating the change. You are empowered to make the change. You are cultivating and fostering the environment for the change. You are in control. You're in control of what matters the most. And that is you. You making the necessary decisions to bring about the result in which you are seeking to achieve. I hope this makes sense. Just how I laid it out and how I've communicated this to you. I've recorded this session like 3 different times. Literally about 3 different times. But I want to make sure that I didn't go overboard and too drawn out because there's so many aspects and there's such depthness in this topic as it relates to pivoting. But I wanted to bring out those things. I want to get you started on this journey. And I want you to understand, if you're listening to this, yeah, this is your moment to pivot. Don't deny yourself the opportunity and all of the blessings, all of the glory, all the richness, all the success that will come as a result of your pivoting. Don't deny yourself the beauty behind the change. Don't deny yourself that. So pivot. Live. Don't just exist inside of the normalcy of day-to-day routines, demands, and expectations. Live. Pivot. Pivot in your relationship. Pivot on your job. Pivot in your work ethic. Pivot in your spiritual walk. Pivot in your health. Pivot. It's good for you. It's really good for you. Let's talk again. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't. And also, if you took a moment to share. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at @IamPhilipSuper. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right.
I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.